La rumba! There are many forms to protesting. There are many forms to protesting. And if you live in America, you're used to one form. Welcome to our African form. In Brazil, in Africa, the Caribbean, this is how we protest. We don't do anything without drumming and spirit. We set up the altar to remember those who are no longer with us. The drums, the slaves would drum, and that's how they knew where to go and where to come and where not to go. And I know for those of us that are born in this country, it's a distant memory and maybe a forgotten one. This is about us. This is about remembrance. This is about claiming back. And we owe this to Anton Thevenin, who was a Caribbean brother. We owe this to Faison, who was a blood. We owe this to Damik, who was not killed but was shot. And we owe this to George, to Brianna, and to everybody at Tony New York Bay, the Black Trans. Do you understand? So I know that for some of you, it feels weird. I know that for some of you, the civil rights movement meant that that's how we protest. And that is how some people protest. And that's okay. Let's not judge. We're Black people, represent the globe. Don't be fooled. And we protest in many forms. Some protest in spirit, and we have them amongst us. Some protest in art, and we have them amongst us, and you will hear their poetry. Some protest in the street, and they do civil disobedience, and they kneel down, and they get arrested. And some of us are raged, and we protest in the ways that we know because we're raging, and our youth show us that. And so please bear with us. We're waiting to pour libation, and as soon as he gets there, we'll start our program. Please just bear with us, brothers and sisters. This is a protest. This is what you call a blackety blackety black protest. Okay? This is what you call negro protest. This is what we call Oya and Ochung and Yemaja and Chango. Do you understand? If we don't raise them, then we walk through the world alone, and we are never alone. Our ancestors are always with us. But if we don't take time to give them ceremony, and this is what it looks like, then we get lost. And we have ceremony. And this is a gift from our family to y'all. We're welcoming you into Troy, New York. And we're welcoming our ancestors from the east and from the south and from the north and from the west to join us. Because the powers that be are up there and up there, and soon in a couple of hours they're gonna come out. And we've got to have strength and spirit, and we have to have strength in each other, because I'm not leaving until we all leave. So please, just bear with me, please. Okay, just a few more minutes. We're gonna start as soon as he gets here. If he doesn't get here, we'll have our backup person pour libation. Please.
What up, my people? How y'all doing? Is Black liberation alive in Troy, New York right now? Yeah. Y'all, we out here because we know Black people deserve to be free. Let me get another Black Lives Matter. Let me get one more. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. So. All right, y'all. Yo, all of this energy, we love it. There was, dang, look at y'all up there in the little, in the parking lot. Y'all in the window, I hope y'all really out here for Black Lives. I'm liking those images. Let me just say, I was having a conversation with some sisters in the corner who was like, where was this energy in Albany at though? We need all of our people to support all of our cities, especially those of us with white skin and white privilege, to be a barrier to what we already know as police's habits and continued sickness of abusing brown and black bodies. So we need this energy to sustain and to be all over the 518. But we don't start nothing without honoring how we got here and those who helped us get here. And so it is appropriate that we begin this gathering by pouring libations and raising names and memories of those who have been stolen or those who have passed on. Before that, though, we need to acknowledge that we are on stolen land. Any kind of liberation work that happens must acknowledge indigenous sovereignty as a number one priority. As we stand right here with the Ma'ik'anik River behind us, the original name that the Mohican people gave it, it is important that we raise the names, the identities of our indigenous siblings who are not long forgotten, who are not some old story that we hardly get told about, a little blip, a little paragraph in a fake-ass textbook. No, our people are still here living. They are still here living. Resistance in existence. And so we must acknowledge that. We must acknowledge that just like it was last year, National Grid and the pipelines that sometimes we hear about these pipelines that they're far away. We got Pipeline 37 at Papskanny Island as an issue right the fuck now that we all need to get behind and get with. F all that National Grid. Don't nobody mess with them anyway. All right? We need to put our energy into supporting our indigenous siblings, amplifying that, amplifying all of the issues of the missing, murdered indigenous women. And I want to invite everybody to look up Justice for Kozee, K-O-Z-E-E. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing, on Facebook. Justice for K-O-Z-E-E, Kozee. And so this is a statement, a brief statement, from our indigenous siblings right here on this land, which is Mohican land. And folks are saying, we are calling on all people from every persuasion of every color to unite under a common anthem. We must abolish racism now. As a tribal nation, we condemn the actions of the police officers in Minneapolis. We are deeply saddened and angered by the unnecessary violence and death of George Floyd. The Mohican tribe has and will continue to vehemently denounce racism. Systemic racism faced by all people of color across the U.S. has become far too familiar, and all oppression is connected. The fact that racism has been a part of America since its founding and has been used as a manipulative tool to oppress and marginalize non-whites for centuries, and it must change. Understanding this requires a reminder of how we arrived at this point. As William Faulkner once wrote, the past isn't dead and buried. It isn't even the past. We need to recite here the histories of racial injustice in this country, but we do not need to remind ourselves that the disparities still exist because we see them. We see them in the way that our siblings are forced to live in cities just like Troy or over. I just added that part, but y'all feel it. We are calling on people from every persuasion of every color to unite under a common anthem. We must abolish racism now. We are calling on all legislators to hear this anthem, take immediate action to reform laws and protect the people of community, people of color in the communities that they serve. We have to stand up as Americans and say, but we, I don't know if you even want to claim Americans, like, because that's a stolen ass country name, I don't even know. And you know it got three K's in the spelling. So anyway, and say that we will stand on behalf of the poor, the marginalized, those who experience discrimination historically and presently, and that this is our time, our moment to decide what kind of nation we want this to be. It is a time of moral reckoning. We choose to stand on the side of light and love. We the people means everyone. The Mohican nation extends love, prayers, and strength, and creator's grace, glory, and love to the family and friends of George Floyd. Anushik. Ashe. Aibobo. Libations. Brother Moata Curry.